Hello, Symphony. Welcome to Morning Devotionals. Today's passage is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 30. Now, the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Socoh and Azekah and Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in line of battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs, and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next to him, Adinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days a Philistine came forward and took his stand, morning and evening. And Jesse said to David, his son, "Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves and carry them quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also take these 10 cheeses to the commander of the 1,000. See if your brothers are well, and bring some token from them." Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took the provisions and went, as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the encampment as the host was going out to the battle line, shouting the war cry. And Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. And David left the things in charge of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. And David heard him. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." And David said to the men who stood by him, "What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is the uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in the same way, "So shall it be done to the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those sheep, few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Was it not but a word?" And he turned away from him toward another, and spoke in the same way. And the people answered him again as before. Amen. The story of David and Goliath. A young mere Israelite shepherd boy facing against a 9-foot-tall Philistine. Today's passage is a setup to that, with Goliath and the Philistines at a standoff for more than a month. Goliath was taunting them every day, and the Israelites were scared. Everything was at stake for them. If they lost the battle, then they would be subject to the Philistines. For 40 days, Saul could not decide who to send to face Goliath. It was basically a suicide mission. When we hear the famous story of David and Goliath, oftentimes David is praised for his bravery. And it's true, this did require bravery. But David is not the hero or main character of this story. God is. I think more than bravery, it is actually the trust in the power of God that is undeniably incredible. David asks the men, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" In other words, who does Goliath think he is? He has no authority here. We belong to the living God. I love that. David is spiritually aware of what is going on. David wasn't just born brave. He was a man after God's heart, and it was his deep trust in the Lord that gave him the ground and confidence to face Goliath. But his older brother, Eliab, upon hearing these words, jeered at him and burned with anger. "What are you doing here? Know your place and go back to tending the sheep. You are so conceited and evil. I know you came here just to watch the battle." Accused, misunderstood, unheard. These accusations were fueled with assumptions of who David is and what his intentions were. That must not have felt good to hear. Yet, David stood his ground because he was spiritually aware of what was going on. Instead of listening to the voices of accusations, he listened to the voice of God. Let's take some time today to reflect. Who, or rather what, are the Eliabs in your life? What voices are making it hard to trust in God's power? What voices make you doubt God's character and your role in his kingdom work? Perhaps it is an actual person who actively discourages your faith journey. Or maybe it is society's voices that influence you. Or perhaps it is even your own inner voice accusing yourself. On the other hand, are you an Eliab to other people? "You can't do it. You're not skilled enough. You're incapable. Let someone do it else instead." These voices can often interfere and discourage people from listening to God's voice in their lives. When I was preparing and training to go serve in Southeast Asia for missions, I had a lot of pushback from my relatives, who were also Christian too. Their main concern was that in my early 20s, I should be focusing on building up my career. "This is not good timing, and you're going for too long," they said. They thought that after being away for so long, I would be broke and unable to find a job. Their voices were loud, and I do confess I was swayed for a bit. But I remember that God spoke to me. He called me to go. The circumstances in the eyes of the world didn't make sense. But in God's kingdom, my yes was a yes to trusting in God's plan for my life and accepting an invitation to join God in his work. The Goliaths of leaving my life in Boston to go seemed daunting at times, but it was the voice of God that steadied me and gave me the courage to say yes. So let's take some time today to reflect, discern the different voices in your life, weed through the Eliab voices, and let's put our trust in God's. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. I pray that you would fill us, Lord, with sensitivity to your spirit, to hear your voice, to put your voice above others, and that it would give us steadfast trust in you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.